Hello.
Mr. Bundy.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mr. President?
Yes. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
The situation here has reached a point. Critical decision. And we need to be sure that we know exactly which course you wish us to take. The fundamental problem which remains
Yes, sir.
Cutting out. I can't hear him at all.
Mr. Bundy?
Stand by one, sir. I'll try to get it transferred to another line. I don't know what's happening to this one.
Can you hear me?
Mr. Bundy?
Yes? All right, go ahead.
They're working on it.
Who is this? Won't you answer? Who is on this line? Operator.
No. There you are.
Yes?
Hello, Mr. President?
Yes.
We are at a situation now which I need to report to you, and if Mr. Davidson were available, it might help if he were to listen.
He is not, but he will be. Maybe we can get him to his home. Let me see.
Yes, sir?
Put Mr. Fortas on this call right quick.
Right.
Let me say, Mr. President, that all of this turns around a basic question of judgment, which is takes this broad form, and it is in this broad form that I think you will want to look at the detailed question. We are not going to lose this island anytime soon. We have the force. Everybody knows we have it. We have essentially two choices. One is to throw our weight very heavily with a group of people who might win in the military sense, who would have no political base of any meaning whatever. The other is to come to terms with and to set up in government people who do have popular support, but who also have a long-term problem of working out and living with forces which have
Mr. President?
Yeah.
There you are.
Hello. What? I can't hear. Hello, hello. I can't hear you now, Mac. A little louder.
Sorry, where did you drop off?
You throw away. You have a political base. Two choices. One to work with the military people, one to work with the popular folks. No.
You can, in fact, establish an immediate situation which we can live with either way. Will probably cost lives and quite a number of them to do it the military way.
Hello? Yes? He just faded out. They cut him off that way every time, about every minute. Did you hear what he said?
Yeah, does that mean that...
I'm just hearing you. You cut out. Start over again now.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
The
I understand. Go ahead. I don't follow that last sense about it's contrary to my instructions.
One thing you told us must not happen.
Yes, that's right.
The people who want to make that happen will still be in some business. If we put this civil crowd in, they will not be able, because of the character of the people with whom they are associated, to take prompt and drastic action. They will agree to watch.
This is new information, isn't it?
It's a lousy connection.
I say, is this a new information?
No, sir, it isn't.
Yes, sir.
He cut us off again.
I'll go on a different routing. That seems to be a faulty route, and we'll get Mr. Bundy back as soon as possible.
Oh, somebody taps in and hangs down and dies. He dies off.
Right, sir,
we've got about 15, 20 people waiting on us. Let's try to finish it if any way you can. Let's hold all these people on here.
There he is again, sir.
The last question I asked, and then you went away, faded out. Is this new information? Yes, I gather there's been no change though since Davidson left.
There's been a change only in that the very idea of being collected creates trouble among the people upon whom they have to, with whom they have to work. The reason I give you this general background, however, is not primarily because of what happens to communists, but rather because of what is now the hard issue, which is what happens to control of the armed forces. Because on this point, the agreement we reached with Davidson has broken down. That agreement was...
Yes, annoying.
What?
This is annoying. He fades out at the crucial point.
That means they can't agree on who runs Orange Jerseys, doesn't it? Yes, go ahead.
What about this name I gave him?
This afternoon that we try out, subject to your judgment, an arrangement under which the new president would be the head of the armed forces.
I'd like to know whether he's tried out that new name, I guess.
Yeah, I will. I will. What happens every time he gets ready to put forward?
They will know, at least now, that two of the chiefs of staff, the Navy and the Air Force staff, be selected from San Ysidro, from lists submitted by the San Ysidro people. That the chief of the Army staff, which is the most important, which is the one which has to do with peace in the city of Santo Domingo, be selected from the Camaño side, or from nominees put forward by that side. I am confident.
Whose proposal is that?
He will choose a person whom he regards as reliable and as anti-communist. But the methods that will be used will be methods much milder and much more gradual.
What do you think happens here every time?
I don't understand it, because I had a very good connection with him from my house just a little while ago, through the White House.
Yes, you just fade out. I guess you're coming through this signal thing, and, just go on while we got it now. Go ahead. Who is they?
Jay.
Yeah.
Yes, sir?
See if they let us finish. Every time he makes a proposal, to me, it cuts off.
We're ready, Mr. President. Mr. Bundy?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Every time you make a proposal, it cuts out. Well, we have that, and the army from the other side. Oh hell, please, I understand all that, Mac.
Would you like me to try to get it and convey it to you?
Let's see if we can do it again. You gonna help me here, honey?
Yes, Mr. President. I thought you got him back.
No, I get him back and he cuts me off.
Oh.
As soon as he makes a proposal, he cuts me out.
Well, I'm sorry. Wait just a minute.
What do you reckon is it? Is this the wire between here and there, or our signal here?
I think, Mr. President, probably from where the
connection. Mr. President?
Yes?
Mr. Bundy said he will call you in 5 minutes on a better connection from the embassy.
All right.
A line without interruption.
Okay, do you want me to stand by here?
Yes, I guess so. I've got 15 people waiting over there, though. Where in the hell is he now?
He's going to call you back in 5 minutes, he said, on a different line.